Today is the question we're asking is not what's my vision for the church, but what's God's vision? Now, they may be the same thing. Let's hope they are. But we're seeking God's vision together for this church. Let me say a few words before we move to these stations. As I believe and trust you know by now, James is taking a bit of a step back at the end of August. He will no longer be on the leadership team. But he will be a staff team member, but unpaid. In the ministerial world, we call it a non-stipendary minister. So James will continue with some significant areas of ministry, including his teaching and preaching ministry, which will be wonderful. But he will be unpaid, and it means actually it creates that space for us to bring in a new minister, which is great. Oh, could I have the PowerPoint, please, Naomi? Sorry. So, search for a new minister. But it has very quickly become apparent to us, as we've been engaging with this, that the search for a new minister is, in an important sense, a search for a vision. Because if we know what's on God's heart for the church, then we will know exactly the sort of person, we may recognize the sort of person with the gifts they have that is just the right fit for who we are and for where we're going. Now, is there a bit of booming going on here? Is it just me? I can't imagine having a better preparation for this morning than I had earlier this week, because I spent Tuesday and Wednesday of this week in this lovely place, a country manor in the Forest of Dean, and I was there interviewing candidates who feel God is calling them to Baptist ministry, okay? Not to HBC specifically, but to Baptist ministry in general. And that was very exciting. There were 12 of us interviewing, and there were 7 candidates. And we asked them lots of questions over those 2 days. It's very intense, as you might imagine. But we asked them, you know, what's your vision for the church? And what should the church be doing? And what do you think your role in that is? And how will you deal with difficult people? And things like that. All those sorts of questions. It was thrilling. It really energized me, because it's lovely to actually just be with people like that for 2 days who are just full of excitement and passion about what God is doing and wanting to serve God wholeheartedly. So it was just, for me, a really blessed experience. But at the end of one of the interviews that I did, I asked the candidate, do you have any questions? You're supposed to ask that, aren't you, in an interview? Do you have any questions? And they're supposed to have at least one, aren't they? But this candidate said, well, yeah. And she looked at me, she said, Chris, what's your vision for the church? I was like, whoa. Not that kind of question. I suddenly realized what it felt like for these guys. But she was being sincere. And I answered the question. I'll tell you my answer in a moment. But it was very interesting to have that directed at me in that context. Does HBC have a vision? I hope so. I hope so. The church had a vision in 1836 when it began in this part of in this area. It was planted by New Road Baptist. So HBC is nearly 200 years old. I trust it's had a vision that sustained it through those 180 odd years. In 2002, so I've just jumped forwards about nearly 200 years, but in 2002, the church framed a mission statement, and here it is. Our mission is to be a transforming community. With God's help, we will seek to fulfill this mission by, let's say these together, leading people to Christ, salvation, encouraging one another to grow in Christ, sanctification, acting with Christ to bless the communities we touch, service. That's our mission statement. That's 17 years old, okay? You might, well, that's an awfully old mission statement, but actually when you look at it, those things are so fundamental that even if we one day had a new mission statement or vision statement, it wouldn't be that different, would it? Because this is the heart of what the church is to be about and is to be doing. So that's from 2002, but I want to jump forwards now 8 years to 2010, because that was a very exciting year. Well, actually 2006 was an exciting year for us, because that's when we moved back into the building in November that year, I think it was. But 2010 was a very exciting year because that's when we began to work significantly, both on Barton and in Northway. And in that year, we had a gift day to just bring some extra resource to those works. And we produced a little video for the gift day, which I want you to see. It's 9 years old, but it just gives you a little flavour of the journey we've been on in seeking God's heart. So, Naomi, I hope this works. Yeah, stops very suddenly, I'm sorry about that. It's just a little flavour of where we've been on and what's brought us towards this day. I want to jump forwards another 5 years now to 2015. Those of you who are here, you'll remember we did a series on the letters to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. And then members and regulars began feeding in what they felt God was saying to us. What would the letter to HBC be? What's our best understanding of that? And so we wrote what we believe God might say to us as a church. I'm going to put this on the screen. And again, I'd just like us to read this together if we could. So let's read together. You are a church that is richly blessed in many ways, blessed in its teaching, blessed in its work amongst children and young people, blessed in its fellowship, blessed in its music. You are a church that is regarded by many as successful. And yet, amongst all this, you have grown comfortable. You are not as passionate for me as you appear. The zeal in your singing is not matched by your living. Will you love me more deeply? Will you follow me more closely, even though it will mean less comfort and more sacrifice? You are richly gifted and busy with many things, and yet in your activities, you are in danger of forgetting your absolute dependence on me. Turn to me in prayer. Remember again your need for my empowering spirit in all that you do. And when you pray, take time also to listen. Listen to what I am saying to you each step of the way. If you do these things, you'll be like a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. The full letter is hanging up over there on a peg, but we'll come to that later. What is God saying to us today? We've looked at recent years, but what is God saying to us today? Is God calling us to do some new things? Maybe. Maybe there are some new avenues by which God will deepen our walk with Christ, by which new ways in which God will call us to serve the community here, new ways in which we can proclaim Christ in this community. So there could be new things. But we also need to recognize that there are many things going on already, many good things, and we mustn't neglect those things also. One of the candidates at the conference I was at this week, she served as a captain in the British Army. So she had charge of 100 soldiers. What's that called? Joseph's in the army. Is that a troop? A regiment? Do you know? That's what? A company, right. So she had a company. And she told me of a very difficult time because they had served in Afghanistan They were deployed there for a while, I don't know how long. And then they were demobilized from there, and they came back. And when they got back to England, the army didn't really know what to do with them. There wasn't much money around in the kitty for them to do anything really helpful. And so the army sent them off to Salisbury Plain to do some training exercises. And she said it was so, imagine coming from active military service in Afghanistan, and now you're doing a sort of epoxy training exercise walking around Salisbury Plain. She said it was so hard. The troops, the company, were grumbling so much about this. And this is what she said, which struck me. She said, we got through it. She said, it's possible to get the mission done by telling people what they should do and them doing it. But she said it's a lot easier when they have the vision for the mission. It's a lot easier when they know why they're doing it and the purpose behind it, because it's the why and the purpose that drives that activity. And I think I felt there was, as she said that, it just spoke to me. I felt like there was something in that possibly for us this morning. You know, we know what to do because we've been doing it for years, haven't we? We've had an effective children and youth work for years. We've had an effective teaching ministry for years, I trust. We've had great musicianship for years. We've been running Alpha courses for decades. Even our church plants are not that new anymore. Barton is 9 years old. Northway is now in its fifth year. So we know what to do in most cases. But let's just have a look again at, are we being driven in all that activity by vision? Do we know why we're doing it? Do we know why? So let me just come to the answer I gave to that interview candidate who asked me what my vision was. And this is what I said to her. I said, well, there's a lot of talk about spirituality in our culture. Spirituality is no longer the domain of the church, is it? Lots of people are into that. So that's not distinctively Christian. Even talking about God is not distinctively Christian. If we speak about God, that puts us in company with the majority of the world's population. What is distinctively Christian, and the clue is in the name, is the focus and the centrality on Christ. That we love Christ, that we live for him, that we want to lift him up, that we wish to speak about him. And that is because Jesus is the revelation of God to us. And we'll probably talk about this more as we prepare for Easter. But, you know, imagine you've got a blurry image of God. An image of God from creation, it's awfully blurry. But then we have that picture of God in the Old Testament, it's a little bit sharper. But then Jesus comes as God in the flesh, tangible, visible, audible. And Jesus is like God in high definition, isn't he? It's like God in HD. And that is our focus and our vision, isn't it? It says here, in Hebrews 1 verse 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. So whatever we do, it has to be about Christ. It has to be about Christ being the center. You know, the Father's desire in this world is to draw everyone to Christ, to pull everyone towards him. If we're Christians, we call that process discipleship or sanctification. If someone's a non-Christian, we might call it evangelism or outreach. But the fact is, Christian or not Christian, God's aim is to pull everybody to his Son as we lift him up and live for him. So we're on this journey of looking for a new minister. Let's understand the vision we have. The vision not just to do stuff, but to know why we're doing it, because that was what will propel us forwards. You know, we don't want to find a minister to come here who's absolutely full of vision if we're not, because we'll kill them off probably. We want someone to come here and say, wow, I see what God is doing here. This really excites me, and I want to be part of this. And actually, I think I've got something I can bring to this. That's what we want. So we don't want to be a stone that someone has to get moving. We want to be a rolling stone. Yeah, I'm going to join you on that. My time is nearly gone. I just want to do one final thing, because some of you might be wondering what this process is going to be like. And so what I have on the stage, and you're going to do this later as well, when I stop talking, is we got six sets of footprints, which are the six stages that we're going to go through as a church. And I have my beautiful volunteer somewhere. Nick, there you are. And So Nick is going to take these steps for us, and he's traveling with vision. Yay. Thank you, Nick. Right, so here they are. So, first of all, a questionnaire. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? We hope it's more exciting than the title. We want to hear from you today and over the next 7 days specifically, where you think HBC is at, what you think our strengths are and our weaknesses are, and what you think we should be looking for in a new minister. Okay, so that is going to... Nick's going to say a bit more about this at the end, aren't you? So, a questionnaire. Right, Nick, you can move on. How are you feeling?
Getting some vision.
Lovely. Church profile. We need to write a description of HBC. Now, we can't just write that just a few of us. In a sense, it's a document which needs to be written by the whole church. And that is why we need to hear from you, so that what we write is not just what we think, but it's the voice of the whole church. And so with the information we get, particularly this coming week, we're going to complete our church profile. And this is a document which prospective ministers will read, and they'll get a sense of, oh, that could be a good fit for me. Yeah? And again, Nick. Really using all your gifts, aren't we?
I'm into the visual.
You're into the visual. Pastoral vacancies list. This is a list of Baptist churches. There are 2,000 Baptist churches in Britain and well, Britain. I'll just keep it at Britain. 2,000. There are always Baptist churches looking for ministers. And they go on what's called the pastoral vacancies list, the PVL, okay? And then each month there's a group called the National Settlement Team who meet and they look at the Baptist churches looking for ministers, and they know the ministers looking for churches, and they will send us a list of potential candidates. Moving on, shortlisting and interviews. A group of us, of eight, pending the church members' decision on Tuesday, will then shortlist candidates and conduct a preliminary interview. And then the candidate we take forwards will do some visits to HBC. They'll do a first visit where they will meet the leadership team and the staff team, and they will also preach here. And then they'll do a second... No, sorry, my fault. They'll then do a second visit where they'll come for the whole weekend with their family. They'll come to youth. We'll do lots of coffee and cake. So you can meet them formally and informally, really chat to them, get to know them. And then on the Sunday, they will do, to use the correct term, they will preach with a view to the pastorate, okay? And then after that, thanks, Nick, there will be a special church members meeting. And that will be where we pray, having seen this candidate, we will pray, and then we will take a vote on whether we believe this is indeed the person God is calling. Is that clear? Some of you didn't need to know that. But some of you like to know. So that's why that's there. It's a very straightforward process. Thank you, Nick. Should we thank Nick for his... We really underpay you, Nick, don't we? So, thanks, John. So that's the process. We're going to move to these stations then in a moment. Can I just say that if you're a visitor here, this might be an odd service to walk into because it's very much to do with our own church stuff. So I'm sorry about that. Please feel comfortable. Please, if you're a visitor, don't feel you have to participate. But equally, don't feel that you can't. You know, we want you to engage with this as well and feed in your sense of what church should be. If you would... just like to sit quietly throughout the whole of this next section, that's fine also. You don't have to move around, but I'm sure the majority will. Before we get to that, though, I wonder if you're comfortable turning to someone next to you, and let's just pray God will speak to us this morning, or you can pray on your own silently if you prefer, but let's just take a moment to pray that God will speak both to us and through us of this next 15 minutes. So, a bit of time of moving around the room. Please move carefully. We've tried to make a bit of extra space for movement, but you might have to be patient. No pushing and shoving. We are in church. Just to say that the first place you can come to is here. And what we would like you to do is to actually take this journey through these steps, and you can read what each step is, and just say a quick prayer as you are moving along there, okay? Just as you go, just say a quick prayer, pray for yourself, your role in this, pray for the church. And then when you get to the end, oh, and you can carry vision with you. When you get to the end, we want you to lay the vision aside. No, we want you to pass it on to someone else. And we want you to just stand here for a moment and just pray for one or two people coming up behind you. Pray for their role in this. And Paul and Dave, I think, are going to be up here just managing this station. So that's that one. Nick is going to tell us what's happening with the washing line over there.
There's there's a great moment in Joshua 4 when the God's people come to the River Jordan and they put the Ark of the Covenant in the river and it parts and they walk through the Jordan into the new future for that the God's people. And they pick up 12 stones and they place them as a picture of saying, this is a memory for our children, and this is what we've been through as a church, as a group of people, and we're going forward. So rather than have pebbles on the floor, we decided we'd hang them on a washing line. So this side of the washing line, there are lots of pebbles. If you would write, what are these things that are core moments with God in our past as a church, and then peg them on this washing line. They're pegged so people can read them rather than stand all over them. So this is things from the past to today. They don't need to be in chronological order, but what's God been doing with you while you've been here at HBC? So for some of us, I've been here 20 plus years, so I've got a few stories that I would put in here. For some people, you've been here for 2 weeks, so you might think, actually, what kind of welcome, what kind of place have I discovered? What would be God saying for my 2 weeks at HBC? That might go here. And then, what would we love to see as those sorts of stones for our future? So we're not there yet, but if we were to look back from somewhere over there, what were the things that God's been doing with us as a church? And therefore, what can we ask him to say, what's your plans for us now in the future? So these stones are ahead of us. But I just think it's a great picture of saying, God, we want to build things with you. And those stones represent that picture of his testimony in our church. Does that make sense? There's enough nods for me to go yes. If not, me and Stephen are here to try and help.
So, John and Cecily, we might need you to put something with 1836 here, if you would. That'd be helpful. Becky, do you want to?
Okay, so at the back of the church, there's a massive cutout. Just thinking about what are the areas, gifting, areas of ministry that we are wanting in a new minister. So there are post-its there and pens to just write anything that you feel is the kind of that a gifting or area of ministry that you would like in a new minister. And Susanna and I will be there to help as well.
And then we have in the lounge area some building blocks.
Hello. Over there, we are going to build a church. No, not quite, literally. But I've got all the Jenga blocks with the idea that we can write on what are the core characteristics of HBC. What is it that makes HBC what it is? Who are we? On some white bits of paper. And I've also got some brightly coloured bits of paper where we can write what we think we would like God to build into that. What do we want him to put on that foundation of where we are? It can be individual words, just a word, like HBC is family, or it could be a whole little thing that you want to write. But yeah, we're just going to do a building thing over there.
No knocking them down, yeah? Also, I wonder, could a few people just help, just give out these very quickly? We also have little sheets, A5 sheets. There are a few verses at the top about why God gives us the gifts of people in full-time ministry and the qualities we'd be looking for. There's a space for you to write what you feel God is saying to you. And then at the bottom of the sheet, we want you to, if you're able to say which day this week you will take some time to pray and to then complete the survey, the questionnaire that we are going to send you. And there's a link, a URL link to the survey at the bottom of the sheet there. So take some time with this as well if you want to just sit in your seat and reflect, pray, read the verses, and please choose a day that you will commit, not just to filling it out, but to prayerfully doing it. Any questions? No? Okay. Well, let's take the next 15 minutes or so, and feel free to engage with these things.
As a church, we wanted to give as many ways of us together hearing what God's saying to us and sharing those that from who we are. So we've done these things. But we've also set up, I think it's 8 questions on SurveyMonkey that you can go on and you can answer a few of these questions. It is not saying, what's your opinion? It's saying, please pray. Please have a day where you really focus on hearing what God's saying to you and share that into the thinking of our church. So that they're relatively simple questions that you will in some way have covered in here. But we'd just love to get as many people just sharing into that as possible so that we can really hear a congregational view of what God's asking us as our future vision for a person and for us as a church and what's on our heart. So the web address at the bottom is hbc-future. It actually takes you just a link to a SurveyMonkey one, but it gave you such a stupid code. I went, let's go simple. You can remember to put future after our website. So for those who are tech ready, great, please do it. Please just spend that day fasting and praying and saying, God, what is it that I need to share into here? What is my voice into this congregation? For those who are not technical, you can talk to me and I can try and help you. I can fill it in some way, or you could find somebody who could fill it in for you, or if really desperate, we could print one and you could fill it in on paper, but it would be better for us if you were able to ask someone that you know who could sit there and be with you while you fill it, they'll fill it in for you. Does that make sense? So this is an encouragement to say, let's sit here now and think, what day am I able to fast? What day am I actually able to invest in some prayer time and listening time? That letter that we wrote to the church at HBC had that message about just being able to listen. So I don't know where you listen best. I don't know what sort of fasting you would need to do to connect with God. But please choose a time this week that you think, actually, that's going to work for me. And you might commit to it by writing on this piece of paper, or you might put it in your phone as a reminder to say, this is when I'm going to do this, and that's the day I'm going to fill in these questions. Feel free to go and have a look at the questions. You can go through without filling in anything, see them all, then step away, and then come back to it another time if you want to know what those questions are going to be before you sit there facing them on a screen or a tablet or something. Okay? So let's fast and pray together.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you for participating in this. We've got a whole load of things on that clothesline, which is going to be very thrilling to read later. Lots of building blocks over there, lots of things you believe we are now, lots of things you would aspire for us to become in God. And at the back there, if this is someone to compliment me, I will read that with interest, probably all the things I'm not. But you've put lots of things over there of what you would love to see in a new minister. So that's also thrilling. I just want to say that if you attend here regular or not so regular, but you'd like us to keep in touch with you, we've got forms here you can fill out. Give us your contact details, an email, and then we can send. We don't send lots of emails, I think. We try to not overwhelm your inbox. But if you want to be in touch with HBC, we need your details and we need your permission, of course. So if you don't receive emails, please take one of these forms from me at the end. They'll be up here and we'd love your contact details. Can I also say that today we have been seeking a sense of God's vision together, and that is the principle really behind the Baptist way of doing church. We believe that actually when we gather that we can discern the mind of Christ, and that's what we do as members six times a year when we meet for our members' meetings, seeking Christ's will together. So if you've thought, well, this was great to do this, and it's great to just feed something into the life of the church. And if you're not a member, I would strongly encourage you to consider becoming a member. Because this is something that we want to be doing right through the year. And we look for God's will together. It's not just an individual or even a leadership team making decisions. It's a member seeking God's will. So do speak to James or myself about membership if you're happy to do that. We got a final song to close, but before that, I feel the Lord has stepped in and given me a fantastic opportunity here about Alpha. Sarah, where are you? I didn't get my candidate to interview, but we have somebody who feels very passionate. Thank you.
Hi there. 20 years ago this week, I had just finished an Alpha course and here and came to a guest service here and gave my life to Christ 20 years ago. So. Someone had prayed for me for 10 years. They'd invited me to Alpha lots of times and I'd said no. They invited me to Alpha a couple of times and I went for the meal and thought they were mad. I'm not going up there. And then finally I actually managed to stay the course. So if you've invited someone and they've said no, keep asking. Don't give up on them because some of us are pretty stubborn. And it's worth it in the end.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful. Well, we're going to finish with a song that reminds us of God's faithfulness. He's faithful to his people, to his church. He's been faithful to this church for decades, and we trust in his continued faithfulness. So yeah, it won't surprise you to hear the song is Great Is Thy Faithfulness. So let's stand, if you're able, and sing this. Grace together, and then we'll go for tea and coffee. Please do stay on if you can. Let's say this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you.